It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Yesterday on The View, Whoopi Goldberg wondered out loud how everyone could share a fake story without waiting for the facts first when it came to the MAGA hat kid and the Native American man at the March for Life. Co-host Joe Behar admitted that the media and the left do it because they simply hate President Trump.
So many people admitted they made snap judgments before these other facts came in. But is it that we just instantly say that's what it is based on what we see in that moment and then have to walk stuff back when it turns out we're wrong? Why is that? Do we keep making the same mistake?
Because we're desperate to get Trump out of office. That's why.
Speaking of that kid, his name is Nick Sandman, and he's going to be on the Today Show this morning talking to Savannah Guthrie about the entire situation. Here is a preview of that interview.
Do you feel from this experience that you owe anybody an apology? Do you see your own fault in any way?
As far as standing there, I had every right to do so. My position is that I was not disrespectful to Mr. Phillips. I respect him. I'd like to talk to him.
That's not just the left. She obviously was kidding.
Well,
about,
no, the
like,
View
the
always
media jumping the gun.
Well, the View is a liberal show,
right? I know
they're all liberals except Meghan McCain.
No, I know, but obviously that was like more like she was joking because everyone does.
She was serious. They asked her if she was serious, and she kept reinstating her point. She,
I know,
that's the
but
clip.
Everyone puts out fake news. I mean, look at Fox jumping the gun, calling someone dead when they were clearly alive. That was Fox. That was the right.
Yeah, so that was a huge mistake.
It's everyone. It's not just the left.
That was a huge mistake, but we can agree to disagree. I think that one side is guilty of that more than the other. Drake, Odell Beckham Jr., and Kourtney Kardashian's ex, Younes Benjima, are being sued by a guy who claims that he was viciously beaten by a gang of thugs at a West Hollywood nightclub and that Drake and Beckham were behind it. As he was attempting to enter the restroom, he says he was attacked by Younes along with members of Drake and Beckham's entourage. Sipe says that he continues to incur medical bills and suffers extreme mental anguish and physical pain. Sipe's attorney said, "We gave the defendants months to settle this claim without litigation, but when they failed to be accountable for their actions, we were left with no choice but to file suit to seek justice for our client." Southern Charm star Catherine Dennis is dating Hunter Price. The reality star confirmed that she's dating the country singer by posting a picture of the two cuddling on Instagram, captioned with a simple black heart emoji. The news comes as Dennis is in a messy custody battle with ex Thomas Ravenel over their two kids. Niall Horan and Shawn Mendes discussed a possible collaboration on Twitter. When a fan asked Horan if the two will team up for the song, the singer replied, "We're going to try." And a short time later, Mendes replied, "We are going to." Horan then confirmed, "Let's do it then." Horan's former One Direction bandmate Liam Payne then said, "Well, can I play the triangle?" It isn't known when the two will get together to work on a collaboration, but I mean, does it sound like they're opposed to it? So maybe we'll be getting that soon. Coming up in less than an hour, an update on the Chris Brown case and his arrest in Paris for sexual assault.